And the reading today can be found on page 642, and it's verses 22 to 36. 642, Doreen, if you've got a Bible. So the Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was appointed from eternity, from the beginning, before the world began. When there were no oceans, I was given birth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills I was given birth, before he made the earth or its fields or any of the dust in the world, I was there when he set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above the fixed, securely, the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea, its boundary, so that the waters would not overstep his command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was the craftsman at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in mankind. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favour from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself. All who hate me love death. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Elena. So today we reach the end of our little series in the early chapters of Proverbs, and we hear from Lady Wisdom before the last time. And she reveals quite a lot more about herself in this section, and some of it might raise our eyebrows. But let me remind you first of the highlights of this little series. We've been exploring a principle called Chokmah, best translated wisdom, but with nuances of intelligence and skill. When we use the word wisdom, we tend to think of somebody old, a teacher maybe, who can bring their rich experience to bear on a variety of situations. But the word includes ideas more appropriate to the skill of a craftsman or an artist. Someone blessed with the ability to create something wonderful out of simple raw materials. And perhaps this is the idea that comes to the fore in today's passage, because Lady Wisdom is going to tell us about her past. Turns out, she's nearly as old as God himself. But let me admit straight away that we don't really know what verse 22 means. Just read it to you again. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. Now, does that mean that wisdom was created by God as the first thing he made before he went on to create the rest of the universe? Maybe. But the word could equally mean the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work. In other words, God had the wisdom, the Chokmah, to make creation. And later in verses 24 and 25, it clearly says, I was given birth. And the NIV is quite cleverly trying to have the best of both worlds here. Saying, I brought forth wisdom might be the same as saying, I gave birth to wisdom. Or it might mean, I reached for wisdom out of my toolbox before I made anything else. So it could be either idea here, couldn't it? And this is poetry. And poetry is allowed not to be clear and precise, okay? You can't pin it down too much. And that might annoy us. It might make us want to say, now tell me exactly what you mean. But I would encourage you to live with the uncertainty of this idea and let the poetry carry you along. And when I try and do this, the effect on me is to think of wisdom as an attribute or a quality that's so intense, so valuable and complex, that it's if it takes on self-awareness, it becomes sentient. And if that sounds a bit science fiction-y, well, maybe that's what I mean. It reminds me of artificial intelligence. Something so versatile, so resourceful, that it can assist with any task you can imagine. Now, the thought of AI scares us. We think of science fiction horror stories about computers taking over the world. And maybe rightly so, because who knows if we can make anything that will actually be safe. But the picture we have here is of something wonderful and good, acting like God's assistant, God's apprentice, as he sets about the great task of creating the world. And the poetry describes creation like you describe a carpenter at work, marking out the horizon, fixing securely the foundations of the deep, marking out the foundations of the earth. While this was going on, there was wisdom, taking joy and delight in the whole process. Verse 30 is another mystery verse. The NIV says, "Then I was the craftsman at his side." Interestingly, the NIV has changed its translation. Our Bibles here, I think, go back to 1978, but if you were to read an up-to-date NIV, it would say, "Then I was constantly at his side." And the problem here is, again, a word that could mean one of two things, and which one do you pick? But I think the best picture here is of an apprentice, someone alongside the master craftsman, handing him his tools, watching with delight as the creation takes shape. But there is a third idea, just to complicate things even more. That word could also mean a little child. "There I was as a child by his side, watching my father do his work." But let me bring you back to the poetic idea that's grown and developed over a long time as we've read through these eight chapters together. Chokhmah, wisdom, is an idea, a quality, a principle that has grown and developed as we've been hearing about it. The layers of complexity have built up, haven't they? And it's so rich, so intricate, and so complicated that it's developed a persona. It's become almost a second part of God himself. So, wait a minute. Is this Jesus we're talking about? Should we see in this apprentice figure a foreshadowing of the second person of the Trinity? Well, there are similarities and crossovers. Jesus talked about being wisdom obliquely when he said that the Queen of Sheba would condemn his generation because she travelled from the ends of the earth to visit Solomon and to witness his wisdom. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. Jesus had a unique knowledge of God. He said, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son decides to reveal him." And Paul said that in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So, something's going on here, and I wouldn't want to try and put my finger too closely on what it is. But there's something wonderful at play here. And as our passage finishes, there's one final appeal from wisdom. Look at me. I'm so worth having. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Blessed are those who listen to me. Wisdom and Jesus can both reveal God to us. So we should seek them. We should follow them. Because in them, there is life.